No.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The NBPA just served the NBA with a disclaimer of interest, which basically means it's a trade association now. It's no longer a union, which opened the gates for them to be able to file antitrust lawsuits against the NBA. And as what that tells me, as it probably tells you too, that they rather litigate than negotiate. So as a result, I think it's going to be very hard for us to see an NBA season this year.
That's sports attorney Mark Kessler, who says the odds of getting extremely remote there will be any NBA season at all this year. The NBA labor issues, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome in to the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 17th of November. We're going to review the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. This week, as usual, sports talk radio, the NBA labor issue. That's at the number 10 position. At number 9 on the countdown, Congressional Insider Trading. Talk host Greg Knapp here with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about a recent story on 60 Minutes that reports on members of Congress using privileged information to make personal stock purchases.
There was the big story in 60 Minutes Sunday, Senator. I'm sure you've seen this by now, where it was pointed out that Congress is allowed to use information that they gather many times in committee hearings that the public doesn't have knowledge on, and they're able to use that for their stock purchases and selling of their stocks. And one of the ones that was brought up in the report is that in 2008, right before the big crash, Henry Paulson comes in, Bernanke comes in, briefs members of Congress, we're going to have a big stock market problem here if we don't do something about it. And some of these members went and sold a bunch of their holdings and avoided great losses. And there's other things about Senator Kerry made money and Nancy Pelosi, and aspersions were cast on John Boehner, who says, hey, I don't do this independently, whatever. But there is no law to stop this right now. Do you think there should be a law to make it so that people in Congress cannot use this type of insider information just like the private sector can't?
I think we ought to look at this. I'm not exactly sure what's the right answer here. You know, I don't buy and sell stock myself, and I don't have a lot of wealth, and it's not been ever a problem for me. But I do think that you have to be careful. You know, we have some stock holdings. My wife has some that she has received mostly through work, but we don't sell much stock. We don't buy much stock, and I don't think I personally have a little stock in a little coffee company in Springfield, Missouri. That's about all the stock that I have to report. So that kind of information, you shouldn't be able to do it. I remember 2008 pretty well, and you didn't have to be very alert to know everything that Henry Paulson was telling people in the smallest possible room, and I was in those rooms at the time, and there was, you know, it was.
But you're not denying that.
Just emphasizing
that
how important it was. But if you were reading,
but Senator, you're not denying
your
that.
Question really is if you're in Congress, should you maybe put all of your holdings in a blind trust,
yes,
or mutual fund?
Yes,
that would be okay with me. That wouldn't impact me at all. I don't know that that's the absolute fair thing to do. But if people are taking advantage of information that others don't have, that sounds like to me that's the wrong thing. But I don't know from a 60 Minutes report how accurate that might actually be.
Forget the 60 Minutes report. The bottom line is that in the private sector, you are not allowed to use insider information to trade stocks. In Congress, there's no law against that. That doesn't make sense.
Well, if it's truly insider information, I think there should be a law against it. If it's just something you happen to be paying attention to that others could find out.
Well,
I'm not sure if there's much insider information around Congress, but there might be. And if there is, members of Congress shouldn't be able to
Senator,
take advantage
if you're in the
of it. And
committee,
they should have the same restrictions
Senator, if you're in the health care committee and you are debating whether or not a drug is going to be covered by Medicare, and you're going to know that before the public knows that, and you can go out and sell all that stock that you have in that drug company before anybody else even knows it's going to happen. That's the kind of stuff they're talking about.
I hear you. The members of the health care committee don't decide what drug is sold. But here's another
example.
They know what's going to happen. When the president last year in his health care bill did what I thought was a big favor for the big drug companies by changing Medicare Part D to make it less likely that people would use generics. That might be an example of where, hey, I'm going to buy some more normal pharmaceutical stock because these policies that the president is not going to encourage people to buy the cheapest medicine. They're going to encourage people to buy the non-generic. That might be a case. I don't think members of Congress should be able to take advantage of any insider information.
Up next, the latest on the Solyndra case, plus the super committee deadline approaching, and Obamacare is heading to the Supreme Court. All next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Save big all month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your PetPerks card. Get $5 in holiday bonus bucks when you purchase any qualifying Purina product. And save $3 on select Purina Pro Plan dog food and 35-pound bags. Plus, save $3 on all Purina Beneful dog food and 31.1-pound bags. Don't miss these great deals and more. Going on now, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, offer valid through November 27, 2011. Holiday bonus bucks valid through 2/29/2012. One per transaction. Good on your next purchase of $5 or more Purina products.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown, number 8 on the countdown, the Solyndra case. Host Pat Campbell here with Congressman John Sullivan of Oklahoma about the focus of the congressional probe.
You say in the newspaper that Kaiser is not the focus of the probe. Who is the focus of the probe?
Department of Energy, Office of Management and Budget, and Treasury. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing here is, you know, any of these companies, Kaiser, Solyndra, there's others too, we're finding out now. Mm-hmm. They took advantage of a flawed process. They're just business people, and you may not like it, and a lot of people don't, but they took advantage of a situation that was pretty easy to get. What happened is these people, the DOE, OMB, and Treasury just mm-hmm. rushed this money out the door. They were, you know, they didn't even ask for information about or financial information. On the companies, like projected earnings, revenues, executive compensation, what their goals or financial goals were, short-term, long-term, none of that. There was almost zero due diligence done on these huge loans. And, you know, we can't get them to even respond with some of the information. But
let me ask you a question here on this. Have you taken campaign contributions from Kaiser or any of his, you know, charities?
I long time ago when I first ran, I have, but he hasn't contributed to me in years, mm-hmm. years and years.
All right.
I don't even know him that well. And, you know, he hasn't.
Up to number 7, the Super Committee and their deadline. Host Jack Harris and Ted Webb with CNBC's Michelle Caruso Cabrera about the Super Committee.
Some say is designed to fail. And there are others who are saying that it's a politically charged thing, that the Democrats want it to fail because they can blame it on the Republicans going into the election and others are saying they're going to force some kind of resolution. What's your take on this whole thing now?
I think both may be right. I think it was designed to fail. I think the Democrats would love to be able to blame the Republicans. We know from the very beginning that the Republicans have said we're not raising taxes. We will, in effect, raise taxes by lowering the overall rate, by getting rid of loopholes, which means that some people and some corporations will pay more in taxes, even if their rate goes down, because when you get rid of the loopholes, that's the whole idea. There's this focus on somehow being quote-unquote balanced, you know, they've appropriated that word, to make sure that there are new revenues, et cetera, so everybody is, with all these code words, bearing their fair share, et cetera. So in some ways it does feel like it's destined to fail, as has every other super committee. This isn't the first one, right? We've seen both,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah.
So I think the American people will be furious if they fail, but at the same time, it shows how clearly divided the country is. It's really a shame.
Yeah, it certainly is a reflection of the whole country. And if they do fail, there are supposed to be the automatic triggers in. They're going to make huge reductions in defense spending and in entitlement programs. But can't Congress as a whole now put the brakes on that and say, wait a minute, we're going to go back and readdress this thing?
Yeah, I've never believed in those auto fixes or those auto implementation measures that they claim would be the incentives that force them to come to a deal, because once again, Congress can always backtrack on all of those things. You're right, but they did purposely design it so that the two big sacred cows of either party would be affected, right?
Yeah.
Defense spending for the right and Medicare for the left. I mean, I get it. By incentive design, it makes a lot of sense to me. Sure, you go after those two items in the budget, and in theory, that forces everybody to come to the table, but I still don't believe it.
Number six on the countdown, the Obamacare hearing before the Supreme Court. Host Jack Mitchell and John Bishop talking to Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning about the lawsuits against the president's health care plan.
I understand the state of Florida is really behind the appeal that the Supreme Court is going to hear. How much involvement does your office have from here on forward, if at all?
Well, we have a ton of involvement, actually. I mean, we filed it in Florida because at the time one of our colleagues, Bill McCollum, agreed to help with a little more of the costs. But there are five states that run the 26-state coalition. We're one of them, so it's me and the new AG in Florida, Pam Bondi, and Greg Abbott from Texas, and a couple of others, and we run the lawsuit day-to-day, and we're absolutely thrilled this thing is in front of the Supreme Court.
It's obviously early in the process, but who will make the oral arguments, or has that been decided yet?
It has. We hired Paul Clement. The 26-state coalition hired Paul Clement. He's a former Solicitor General of the United States. He's argued, you know, in front of the Supreme Court dozens of times. He argued the case for us at the 11th Circuit in Atlanta on June 8th. I was there, and he's spectacular. You know, he's just one of those guys, probably the best appellate advocate in the country. He was the NFL's lawyer, just as an aside, in the recent case when they got back to work.
I understand. I certainly know where your personal position is on this, and I understand that philosophically, where those moorings are. But I also understand that as an attorney going into an appellate situation like this, you've got to look at it strategically, and you got to look at it analytically, and look at the justices that you're in front of. Do you look at this as a situation where you've got maybe one, maybe two swing votes on the Supreme Court panel that need to be convinced in this entire argument?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, anytime you analyze the Supreme Court, everybody's looking at them for, you know, their previous biases and interests. And obviously that's why presidents appoint them, is because they come to the court with a specific worldview. I think Kennedy is the guy in the middle. Justice Kennedy has always been a swing vote. It's hard to tell exactly what he's going to do. I think we expect that we can win the support of four justices when we say that the Commerce Clause has to have limits.
Up next, the possibility of a nuclear Iran, plus the European financial situation here on the Talk Radio Review.
The shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
How does it feel to be one of the few?
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number five on the countdown, Iran's nuclear ambitions. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with Middle East expert Michael Friedson, who thinks that if someone does go after Iran and their nuclear weapons program, it won't be Israel.
I saw at least one military expert in Israel who doesn't think it'll be the Israelis that go after Iran.
Actually, that's a pretty widespread belief. There's a few reasons for that. The first reason is a very simple one. If you look at the job that needs to be done, if that job can be done, how many think it can't? This is not an Ozarek type of raid where you had a freestanding building, a single target, a fleet of jets could come and take it out. The nuclear facilities in Iran are widespread, and they've been built with the belief that one day Israel and or the United States would be attacking it. So they've been built very secure. They've been built deep. They've been built fortified. What that does is challenges or creates the challenge for any Air Force or any military operation coming in, a very formidable challenge. And the question for the Israelis is whether its armed forces are really big enough to be able to handle a mission of that size. That's one. The other side is a little... well, a little fluffier in a way. There's an axiom here in the Middle East that the real serious stuff happens behind closed doors. And if you really want to put an end to something that's in the planning stages or moving along towards fruition, leak it. In this case, when you have reports of the Prime Minister of Israel telling his government, I need approval, tacit approval to start planning such a raid, when you have the preparations for such a raid being done so openly or being reported, leak or not leak, there's a belief that that's the misleading. That's the deterrence factor coming to the fore.
In other words, if they were really planning to do it, they wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, and the third part that sort of fits in, and sort of part 2A here, is that the cooperation between Israel and the United States is like no other two nations on the face of the earth. And to do something that would be as momentous, such a tremendous, tremendous effort, and repercussions-wise, it would be as huge as anything that's happened in our generation. Israel's not going to do that without the United States' approval. They're simply not going to do it without a green light from the White House.
Number four in the countdown, the European economic situation. Here from CBS, Tula Vlahou, talking to host Jane Foy about the latest on Greece and the debt problems there.
There is a double protest going on in Greece today. Marks the day when Greece typically commemorates a student uprising in 1973 that brought down the military junta. But many today are using this commemoration to protest the austerity measures that the new government of Greece is going to have to impose on the public to avoid a debt default. So there are a lot of people out. 7,000 police officers had been placed in central Athens, many of them in front of the U.S. Embassy because protesters do go there. And some people expect some violence.
Now, the protests, obviously they don't like the austerity program, but... what would they do instead? Have they come up with an alternative idea?
Well, what the protesters are saying, and I think today there was a report out by the European Union that bears out what some of them are saying, that the brunt of the austerity measures are being felt by the salaried people, people whose paychecks are usually known to the government and they can be taxed, and by retirees. So what the people in the street are saying is you're targeting the wrong people. You should go after the bankers and the elite and the people who have been able and managed to avoid paying taxes in Greece to the tune of $80 billion just in the last decade. So the people in the street are saying that we, the middle and lower middle classes, are going to bear the brunt of these austerity measures simply because we are in the system.
The European economic situation is the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown, so let's recap a bit here. NBA labor issues, number 10. Congressional insider trading, number 9. The Solyndra case is 8. Number 7, the super committee deadlines in Congress. Number 6, Obamacare going to the Supreme Court. Number 5, Iran's quest for nuclear weaponry. Europe's economic crisis is 4th. So, 3, 2, and 1 are coming up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. We're overviewing the top 10 hits for the week ending Friday, the 18th of November. Number 3 in the countdown, the Penn State scandal. Talk host John Phillips here with a caller about Jerry Sandusky's interview with Bob Costas this week.
Let's go to Rick in North Hills.
Hi. It's clear to me, just listening to him, it's clear to me that he believes in his own mind that he did nothing wrong and it's perfectly normal. You know, and he would continue to do this unless somebody stopped him. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you had a school with a locked fence and the lock was broken for 6 months and the secretary knew about it, vice principal, and teacher's aide all knew about it, and the maintenance department knew about it, and kids got out of that locked fence, that was broken, and 6 of them got killed with a moving truck, or 10 of them got killed with a truck, all of them, all at one time. Whose fault is it? Can I ask you? Whose fault do you think that is?
Well, it's the school's for not fixing it.
Now, who? Do you think all those people that knew about it, that was...
absolutely.
Had a certain percentage of fault?
Yes.
Do you think that?
Yes.
Well, Sandusky is the truck, and all those other people that were involved in that college have a certain...
Oh, you're absolutely right. The toilet needs to be flushed.
They all need to be. And that the police aren't looking at that, I don't think, hard enough. All of those people are responsible to a certain degree.
Well, here's the deal. I described it last night like one of these Mexican towns. And there are portions of Mexico where if you got a problem, you don't go to the police. You don't go to the city council. You don't go to the mayor. If you got a problem, you go to the drug cartel, because those are the guys that are calling the shots. Those are the guys with all the political power in that portion of Mexico.
Very aware of that.
In this particular part of Pennsylvania, the most powerful person is Paterno. Paterno is the god of this part of central Pennsylvania. And if you have a problem, you go to that power structure. You don't go to the cops. You don't go to the district attorney. You don't go to the law enforcement community. You go to the Penn State powers that be. And that's what happened here, and that's why this turned into a disaster, because they tried to protect Sandusky. They tried to protect the image of Penn State, and they didn't try to protect the victims. Nobody cared. Not Paterno, not the university, clearly not Sandusky. Nobody cared about these kids.
From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Seidelmeyer and Scott Voorhees talking to attorney Bill Gallup about the case against Sandusky and the cover-up, which is almost as bad.
A lot of people are wondering about, in a horrific case like this Penn State case, when the charges are so disgusting and toxic. Obviously, everybody gets a defense in our system. Where would you start with this?
Well, the charges, as you say, are so horrific that it's tough to get around the fact that the presumption of innocence isn't going to go very far here. The defense attorney's got a real uphill battle. But I really think the main story here is the cover-up more as it is the facts about the Sandusky case.
Yeah, but still, when they get in a courtroom, Sandusky gets in a courtroom, it's about his guilt or innocence.
Well, that's true, and the problem he's got is he gave that disastrous interview where we get on the radio with Bob Costas, yeah. And he virtually admitted that 3/4 of the charges against him, and that's going to hurt him seriously.
Is his lawyer a doofus, do you think?
You could almost make the case, if you're Sandusky, that I've had incompetent legal representation.
Well, I would agree that that interview was a colossal blunder, and he didn't do anything to help his case. He presented himself very poorly, and he made admissions that are going to be used against him, and plus he wasn't prepared for. You could tell he hadn't prepared for the interview.
Yeah. What do you make of this latest revelation that they didn't, and this may just lend another piece of evidence to the big cover-up, but apparently University Counsel was never, ever consulted on any of this.
Well, it seems to me that the officials at Penn State knew a whole lot more than any of us do. When Paterno was fired, I thought it was a terrible travesty. It was a denial of due process. He was given no notice. He didn't get a hearing. They fired the president of the university. But apparently they knew what they were doing because it comes out that Paterno, a couple of years ago, transferred the title of his home to his wife, which is something you do to avoid losing your assets, and that can be set aside as a fraudulent conveyance. But why would he do that? He obviously knew that a lawsuit was coming against him, and he also knew that he had some exposure. And these people all had contracts. Spanier and the athletic director and Paterno have contracts with the school, and the school breached the contract by summarily firing them without giving them a hearing. But none of these people have filed lawsuits against the university for a wrongful termination, which indicates to me that they don't have a whole lot to stand on and that they're all part of this cover-up.
What about Paterno's pension? He gets $500,000 a year for the rest of his life, which may not be much longer, and he gets a $1 million immediate cash payment, because that's his annual salary. Is that in jeopardy?
Well, I think it is. I don't know all the legal ramifications, but he's definitely got serious legal problems. He went out and hired not a civil attorney, but a criminal defense attorney, and he, as I said, transferred the title of his property some time ago, and he hasn't raised any arguments about the termination. As we talk right now, I understand they're in the process of tearing down his statue in front of the athletic department, and they've already taken his name off the trophy, which indicates that they know things that we don't know. And then more importantly, apparently Penn State went to the legislature a couple of years ago, and they had the open records law changed so that the University of Pennsylvania has its records sealed now. They're not a part of the open records. They had those things sealed 2 years ago.
This is horrible.
Why would they do that unless they were covering up the records?
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Now, that leads us to number two, the presidential race on the Republican side, and that's next here on The Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice. A two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
All right, let's work our way on the countdown to number two, the 2012 presidential race. Here's host Felina Sutton talking to Ruben Navarrete from The Washington Post about Newt Gingrich's sudden appearance on the top of the latest polls.
You know, this is fascinating because I would have, if it ends up being Newt Gingrich, my jaw's going to be on the floor. I didn't see that one coming, I've got to say.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I don't predict that will eventually happen, but he is someone who has, with every debate, his numbers go up, his polls go up, he does better and better as time goes on. It's an amazing thing to watch. See, here's the thing. I find this interesting. First of all, we should not be picking winners before the people in Iowa get a chance to vote. That's okay.
Okay.
In advance to the media. The media wants to pick the winner. Nobody's voted yet. But aside from that, it's supposed to be the process, we would like to think, that you merit consideration in these things. Well, you merit it through your performance at the debates. Lo and behold, Newt Gingrich is the only one who, every time he does well at the debates, it pays off in terms of higher percentages. We should feel good about that, independent of how you feel about Gingrich. He's actually earning his way into the upper tier.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, let's say Rick Perry came in, hadn't held a single debate, had just raised a bunch of money in Texas, and all of a sudden he's the front runner.
Mm-hmm.
People scratch their heads and say, how did that happen? He didn't really earn it. If Newt Gingrich gets to the top of the polls, say what you will about him, he will have earned it. He clawed his way up from the basement, from 5%, with no help from the media or anybody else, and he certainly doesn't have the fundraising, but just on the performance of the debates alone. And you got to feel good about that. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever.
Sure.
If somebody can actually claw their way out of the basement like that, based on merit and performance, that's your guy. That's a good guy. That's the one you want.
Well, my next question was going to be, how is his fundraising going? Because he doesn't have much of a staff. Newt Gingrich
doesn't have much of a staff, and he has had before big spending problems in terms of the travel expenses and things that he incurs, and he doesn't manage his money well, and the campaign hasn't been well run. All those things are true. I mean, that's one of the reasons I think everybody wrote him off initially.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one little thing. Nobody's voted yet. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah, it's not the New York Times and CNN and NPR that are going to win. I forgot.
Yeah.
It's the voters in Iowa. How inconvenient.
Well, the press, I should at least say, was predicting Romney v. Perry, and they've been rather consistent in suggesting those two.
And now they're dropping it on. Now they're dropping Perry, and now the new narrative is Romney versus Gingrich or Romney versus anybody, right?
Okay.
But Romney versus Romney.
That's cool because I think you get John Huntsman in there as a good vice presidential candidate.
And Huntsman can't get in, you know, he can't break 1%. And there's a lot of people out there who like Huntsman and who think he makes sense and why Huntsman's kind of getting more traction. But he, you know, it's an open field. I mean, you get to perform just like everybody else. It's a meritocracy. Go up on stage, show me what you got, and he can't break 1%.
Here's from MSNBC, Chris Saliza, talking to former Congressman Bob Livingston of Louisiana, former Congressman Martin Frost of Texas, both of whom were in Congress with Newt, about the pros and cons of a Newt Gingrich candidacy.
The latest poll from Fox News has Gingrich in the lead. Yes, you heard me right, in the lead, besting Mitt Romney and Herman Cain. But can Gingrich sustain his momentum, and does he have what it takes to actually be the President of the United States? This is someone you know well, you have a long relationship with, you are supportive of in Newt Gingrich. Are you surprised that he went from the political valley and now he's back on the political mountain in the space of 6 months?
Actually not, Chris. I was with him about 4 months ago and he was doing terrible. He got off to an awful start. And we talked a little while and he told me me, watch the debates. And I did. I watched every debate. I watched his performance, and he was by far the best guy on the stage. Now, I love all the other people. They're all great. I'm for any Republican that can beat President Obama, because I don't think he's been good for this country. But, in fact, Newt is the smartest. We've got terrible problems in this country. We just got off unemployment, the debt problem. But when Newt took over as Speaker of the House, as a revolutionary, turning over the House from the Democrats to the Republicans for the first time in 40 years, we cut programs. We actually eliminated programs. We cut spending. We provided welfare reform. We balanced the budget. And when we left, after 4 years, the debt was too high at $5 trillion. Today, only 12 years later, it is $15 trillion, three times what it was. Newt was a revolutionary, but he was also a great administrator. Has he got the issues? Sure, we all do. But I think that Newt would be the best president.
I have a slightly different
And let me just know, I want to know, because you told me this for a second, Martin Frost, Newt Gingrich, both class of 1978.
That's
in
correct.
Congress.
Go ahead.
What's your sense on, I'm fascinated, both of you have spent time with him, served with him, know him better, certainly, than the average layperson. Congressman Frost.
Well, my view is very different from Bob's. First of all, the reason Newt is doing so well right now is this is an extraordinarily anemic and weak field. You've got Kane, you've got Perry, you've got Bachman, who know very little about national government. Romney's the only one who's demonstrated that he really knows very much. Newt knows a lot. Newt's problem is that he's accident prone. He's a very experienced guy. He knows the issues, but he can get off message very easily. He can have a problem. And I want to tell you a little personal history involving Newt, Bob, and me. And I don't know if Bob remembers this. 16 years ago, when there was a Newt threatened to close down the federal government, Bob came and testified on a continuing resolution before the before the Rules Committee that I was on. It was carried on live television. And I asked Bob on live television, Bob, don't you think Newt is acting like a crybaby? The next day, the New York Daily News had a full-page cartoon about Newt in a diaper with a bottle, and that came out of the exchange that Bob and I had in the Rules Committee 16 years ago. Bob denied that.
I don't remember anything about it,
but that's exactly what the problem is. Newt is a big figure. He is a smart guy, but he also makes big mistakes. Now, he is benefiting from the fact that this is a horribly weak field. None of those other people are qualified to be president of the United States. The only one who has anything to say other than Newt and Romney is Huntsman, and he's positioned himself to the left of the field, so he's not going to be nominated.
Radio man Howie Carr with a caller about how quickly the Republican candidates come under fire once they get into the top of the poll.
Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Howie? Hey, I think that just my opinion here is that any of these guys, who's in the front all of a sudden, we're hearing about somebody taking a lead, and it's Newt. So all of a sudden there's bad stuff coming out about Newt. And next thing you know, all of a sudden Rick Perry's coming to the front. I'm sure maybe he'll have a flub or two that they can pick up on. But we'll hear about something else that Rick Perry's been involved in or something that he did in the past. And it's the national media in the front, you know, the NBC, CBS, and ABCs that have these accusers sitting on the couch in their morning shows, the lead story. And if it was the other, you know, the other way around, the Democrat, you wouldn't hear about it.
Don't say
no matter what it is.
Matt, don't say if, say when. Because we have an example. Two, 3 years ago, John Edwards. When, you know, his problems were all over the National Enquirer, and they refused, the networks refused to pick it up. They knew that the National Enquirer wouldn't print something like that if they didn't have it backed up, you know? And they now the guy's under indictment. He's going to be tried, you know?
Completely ignore it.
Yeah, they did completely ignore it. They hadn't completely ignored it. Edwards might not have done so well in Iowa, and Hillary Clinton might have won Iowa, knocked Obama out of the race, and we might have been spared an Obama presidency. Not that a Hillary presidency would have been anything to write home about.
All right, number one, the Wall Street protesters or the Occupy Wall Street gangs in the focus next on the countdown.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, so we are up to number one this week, the Occupy Wall Street protests and protestors. Let's go to affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, where hosts Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong talk to Warren Levinson from the AP about the civil disobedience planned by protesters in New York.
Occupy Wall Street protesters on the move, starting a day in which they've promised civil disobedience. New York City is where Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson is, too. Warren, what are these people doing as we speak, and what plans do they have for later in the day? Warren, can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Warren? He might not be able to.
Hello.
Hey, Warren.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Warren.
Well, as you can hear, it's a kind of noisy crowd that has marched across the street from Zuccotti Park and is waiting to take a walk around the corner to stand in front of the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, the stated goal was to disrupt the action of the Stock Exchange. That seems unlikely with any size crowd, especially this. It's a few hundred people. But the key thing is to remind folks that this is a movement that began 2 months ago with an occupation of the little plaza around the corner, and that it's still here and not planning on going anywhere.
Later on, Warren, they plan to do some protesting around the subways as well. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of vague what exactly they plan to do on the subways. It's sort of like what they refer to as a speak out. Not clear whether it's supposed to be on trains or on platforms. It seems like it would be a crazy idea to do anything that would disrupt subway service, since that would only turn people against them. But the issue is that there will be people there, and the issue is months after the movement started, they want to remind folks that they're out there. Probably the biggest of the protests will be something planned for late afternoon, early evening, around the courthouses, culminating with a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Is there the impression that the havoc wreaking was necessary because the movement's losing momentum?
I don't know. Yeah, there is that sort of feeling. I mean, they've been planning this for a while, and it's sort of like, you know, when you're telling stories, the question is, okay, what do you do to raise the stakes? People know they're there now, and there is kind of a feeling like, okay, we have to do something else just to continue to get people's attention.
Here's Talk host David Patterson with New York City Councilman Yadis Rodriguez, who was arrested and then assaulted as police removed
protesters from the park this week.
You were going as an observer, which elected officials often are, an observer for the public.
And that's exactly what my plan was. Look, yesterday I couldn't afford to be arrested. Let's put it this way. Yesterday, one of the biggest responsibilities that I have right now is to look for the best school to my daughter. And yesterday I have a responsibility to take my daughter to an interview at 8:40 in the morning at 1:10.
So I understand. I mean, sometimes you get arrested for, civil disobedience because you want to be arrested. But this was a day you just went down to watch. And tell us what happens then.
Well, what happened was a number of police officers conducted a number of unfair arrests, where I also was included, of people that did not decide to be arrested, that did not provoke a situation to be arrested. My situation was walking down from City Hall to the park. I saw a group of individuals that they were in a crowd, and the police, they were working to control the crowd. I even moved from that area. I kept walking down. In the next block, like two blocks before the park, I saw a group of police officers, and what I did was to ask them if I could go to the park, keep walking to the park, or like, I don't think that they even allowed me to finish my sentence. They started pushing me back. And suddenly I was assaulted by a police officer, that I believe that action were looking to shoot not only the park but the movement down. Unfortunately, it will not happen. It will bring back more energy to the movement.
So Occupy Wall Street, that's the most talked about item this week on talk radio. Let's recap all of them from 10 to number 1. NBA labor issues and sports talk radio, number 10. Congressional insider trading, number 9. The Cylinder case is 8. Number 7, the super committee deadline. Number 6, Obamacare going to the Supreme Court. Iran's nuclear ambitions, number 5. Europe's economic crisis is 4. The Penn State scandal, number 3. 2012 presidential race, Republicans, number 2. And the Occupy Wall Street protests, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.